This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We're joined now by Orlando Scandrick, cornerback, and today he's doing his stuff over on the Believe Network podcast, host of for the Cowboys side, and he played for the Cowboys, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. How are you today, buddy? What in the world is going on with one of your former teams? I mean, Jerry's having radio meltdowns. I mean, nobody's defending the quarterback when he gets almost decapitated. What a circus in Dallas, man. What's happening?
It's a circus is an understatement. I think avoiding leadership. They asked him if there was avoiding leadership when he walked in the locker room.
And he got mad.
I don't know. I mean, it's really hard to stomach what's going on over there. For an organization that's usually first class to go and to get a new coach. I was just doing some research about that now when I don't know if they properly vetted everyone. They interviewed two candidates, Marvin Lewis and Mike McCarthy, which says they pretty much already have Mike McCarthy signed, so delivered. And then you have an interview with a guy and he spends a night at the owner's house and then gets a job in the morning. That was odd in itself. There's some really nice hotels in Dallas, Frisco. And then, you know, just to see what's happened, the team looks like they have no fight. They look like they're disorganized. I mean, they look like they just don't care. I mean, the talent is there, but at some point you have to say, you know, is the talent really there? I mean, on paper we thought it was there. I think they have some great pieces on offense. You know, they've had some pieces on defense, but did we all overvalue them based off of what they had done before? Is that what made us say they had talent? It's an odd situation in itself, and they're not playing well at all. They're not fighting. They're not competing. It's very, very hard to watch.
You know, Orlando, you know this better than anyone because you were there for the majority of your career, 9 years with the Dallas Cowboys. And so you know Jerry Jones's influence on what's going on. What's going on, what is he saying right now to this team?
That's Tiki's question, right?
Yep.
Tiki, I was there a long time, a decade, 10 years. 1 year I was injured. I got hurt in the preseason.
That's right.
Did 9 seasons there. I was there the whole time. I think that Jerry took advice from a lot, people that he trusts, people around the building, people that he's hired and put in that position. Jerry has a lot on his plate. He's running the team. He's constantly he's developing new real estate projects and things like that are around the team, that are around the brand. So when Jerry is the end-all, be-all who signs off, you know, and everybody, you still have other people in place that have given the job. I think they entrusted Mike McCarthy. I think, you know, and Jerry has been criticized and the whole Jones family that they're so involved. They don't let the coaches pick the players. So then if you look, I think that they've let these coaches pick these players, especially on defense. I was there, and when I originally got there in 2008, we were a 3-4 team.
Mm-hmm.
We never had a nose tackle as big as Don Terry Poe. We've never had guys that can't move or, you know, that are kind of bigger and are just run stuffers. We had Jay Ratliff, who was a Pro Bowl guy.
Yep.
Then I was also there when we switched from a 3-4 to a 4-3. And, you know, they forced them to keep DeMarcus Ware. And then after a year, it was, he doesn't have it anymore. And then we all know what happened when he went to Denver, goes and wins the Super Bowl.
Yep.
The intangibles that he's brought, what he's done for Von Miller's career, you know, that goes beyond what he was paid as an athlete to perform a job. So, back to my point, so, you know, you go and you bring in Mike Nolan. You bring in Don Terry Poe. It's been anything but short of a disappointment. Gerald McCoy, he's hurt on the first practice. You bring in Alden Smith, who was with Mike Nolan, and, you know, he's he's been great for them. I mean, I don't know what great opposed to that defense is, but he's been good. And then you go and sign Clinton Ha-Ha Dix, a guy that can't even make it out of training camp with a multi-million dollar one-year contract guaranteed. And then, you know, you have to ask yourself, you bring in Everson Griffin, whom they just traded earlier today.
Yeah,
for
I saw that.
Conditional pick to the Lions. You have to ask yourself, you entrusted in these coaches, and, you know, were they the right guys? And, you know, for Jerry, of course he's going to be snappy and say, you know, that's his man, because as humans and as, you know, powerful people, people that have egos, the hardest thing to do is say that you screwed it up. So I don't think that he's ready to say he screwed it up just yet.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you, because, yeah, it's too early to say, man, I hired the wrong guy. But he is somebody who's stubborn, who believes in, you know, his way, and he sticks to that, and he very rarely, you know, divorces himself from his philosophy. It's his team. He doesn't want to look bad. But if this spirals into 4-12 and they give up 37 points a game, which they might, and they get blistered the rest of the way, can you see him saying, wow, you know what? All right, McCarthy, got to go. Can you see a one-and-done?
I don't see a one-and-done situation from McCarthy. Mm-hmm. I do see them spiraling into a 3-13, a 4-12 type of season. I don't see a one-and-done because of the whole – oh, the quarterback was missing. You know, they didn't have enough time to get the continuity and things like that. What I do see happening with the defense, you know, being on the verge of being the worst defense in NFL history, I do see them making some changes on defense, personnel-wise, and coaching-wise.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just they're going to have to figure it out. I mean, from here on out on defense, my philosophy would be this is an audition. I'm auditioning every day I come to work, every day. I play, I'm auditioning for whoever's going to be my coach, for my coaches, and for all the other 31 teams around, because no one in that defense, and I'll repeat this, no one on that defense, you know, outside of maybe because of what he's done in the past, DeMarcus Lawrence, Leighton Vander Esch, and to me, that it pretty much stops there. No one on that defense is cemented and saying that they're a building block who you can build something around or who can be a part of something that you want to change culturally next year. I mean, they don't hustle. They don't perform simple assignments. They just simply look like they're all out there playing for themselves or playing by themselves, shall I say.
Not good. Talking to Orlando Scandrick, of course, a longtime Cowboy. Spent the minute with the Eagles as well, and he's with us here on Tiki and Tierney. He's doing his thing on the Believe in Cowboys podcast network, and he is on the show right now.
You know, Orlando, I know exactly that what you're talking about, that audition. I remember Wellington Mara in our, you know, in 2000 and I guess it was 2002 after Coach Fossil got fired, or three actually, he said, look to your left, look to your right, you know, two of you guys aren't going to be here out of the three of the people you're looking at. So that's what's happening, it feels like, in Dallas.
Absolutely.
Right now they're already moving
Absolutely.
Off assets. Exactly. So it is an audition. Let me move you to your last team, the Philadelphia Eagles, because I mean, yes, they've had a ton of injuries, but interesting, I think Carson Wentz has played better since those injuries have happened. But I wonder, as you look at the division, the Eagles are the team, because of what's happening with the quarterback situation in Dallas, they're the team that is most likely going to represent the NFC East in the playoffs. But
what I can say about the Philadelphia Eagles is, not to cut you off, is they compete.
Yes.
They believe, even when they're not what they believe, they still believe, and that's caused them to be in more games, to be competitive. But if you really want to look at it, they're 21-20-1 since they won the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's everything short of average.
Yeah.
And I know everybody wants to crown them and wants to think that they're – but I look at the NFC East as a wide-open race, excluding the Cowboys, because I don't think they have what it takes to turn it around. But you just have to look, and you being a running back, you have to look – you have to say things. If you look at things and say things start between in the trenches.
Yep.
What they've been able to do on defense, the way they were able to get after Carson Wentz week one, the way they've been able to get after these quarterbacks, the way they were able to get after Dalton and Ben Ndouki.
Yeah.
I can't even say his name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to you, Ben. But the way they were able to get after these quarterbacks, they're going to give themselves a chance. They got a philosophy there. Kyle Allen is not. He's a capable guy. He doesn't turn it over. If they're able to get after quarterbacks, create turnovers, and run the ball, and the quarterback doesn't mess it up, they're going to give themselves a chance here. I don't, you know, I would hate to write them off, you know, just, and I think that with Ron Rivera and the culture that they're building over there, they're just saying no one's giving us a chance, no one's giving us a chance, but quietly they're a half a game out of first
place. Yeah, I mean, everybody technically has a chance in the NFC East. So if there is one team, because it's all going to be about who gets better fastest, right? So of the three teams, not counting the Cowboys, because I think they're turning into toxic city right now. The three teams, not counting the Cowboys, which team gets better fastest and maybe makes the postseason?
I mean, I got the Redskins are my dark horse. I just don't think. I think the Giants are going to be sellers. I think that they're fully looking out to their future. I think I love their coach in there, and Joe Judge, and I love Jason Garrett as their offensive coordinator. I like Joe Judge a lot as a coach just because he's a special teams coach, and if you know anything or you spend a lot of time around the league, special teams coaches usually know how to put together rosters. They usually know how to maximize rosters so you can everybody on your team. They're the coaches that can convince a guy that's a starter to give him one phase of special team, a guy that's a rotational player to give him two phases of special teams, and just they keep things in perspective. And then just him coming from the culture of Bill Belichick, I know a lot of coaches haven't done well leaving Bill Belichick, but him coming from the culture and then him having on his staff Jason Garrett, who was a head coach for a decade and who played and won Super Bowls and played for Bill Parcells and has great relationships with guys like Nick Saban, I think that's what bonded them, because of course we all know Belichick has a great relationship with Nick Saban, and I'm sure they run things by each other and they put philosophies and they bounce back off each other off of different philosophies. So I really like them for the future, but just this year I look at it as a two-team race. I mean, look at it between the Washington football team and the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
Interesting.
That is a little interesting.
It's hard to argue that, though.
I agree. Orlando, good having you on the show, buddy. Appreciate the insight. Thank you.
All right, thank you. You guys have a nice day. Stay safe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.